China today is a tale of two economies. The industrial sector that once fueled double-digit economic growth is struggling. Restaurants, coffee shops, and other services are doing well. And that's where the Chinese government sees the country's future. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more from Shanghai.
I'm here at Bao Steel. It's one of China's biggest steel companies. It's about an hour's drive from downtown Shanghai, where those skyscrapers are that you often see in movies. Right now I'm looking at something totally different. It's a worker's dorm. It's about five stories tall, and it's completely empty. Wang Dengwan works here smoothing the edges of steel plates. Over lunch, 34-year-old explains what's been happening.
It was only a year after I arrived that the business started heading downhill, and it continued to go down and down.
Over the last decade and a half, China built steel plant after steel plant to service the country's building boom. Now, thousands of apartment blocks sit empty. Fewer buildings and infrastructure projects are being built, so that means less demand for steel. Prices plunged, and then this year rebounded a bit. Still, Wang is very pessimistic.
Production steel is so cheap, raising pigs beats it. Now, half a kilo of pork costs about $1.50. How much does half a kilo of steel cost? Just a few cents.
The company cut Wang's monthly salary from $780 to about $620. A couple of months ago, he took a second job delivering food for KFC, making $2.25 an hour. Wang was so beat after a recent 12-hour steel shift, he mixed up a food order. Now, he's scared he could lose his job with KFC.
I'm screwed. I'm already down to my last chance. I only pray nothing will go wrong with my second job. This is what I think about every day. Don't lose this job.
To bring capacity in line with demand, the government says it will close many plants and cut an estimated 500,000 steel jobs in the coming years. 15 miles and a world away in downtown Shanghai, Larry Dong isn't trying to figure out how to lay people off. He's trying to figure out how to hire more of them. Dong is sitting at a Starbucks across from a fountain. As VP of Operations for Starbucks in Shanghai, he's trying to open 300 new stores here and in two neighboring provinces.
I think business is very good because every year we see very high growth. China is now Starbucks' second biggest market around the world. It will quickly surpass the U.S. in the future and become the largest market.
Shanghai already has about 450 Starbucks, and that's more than any other city in the world, he says. Rising middle and upper middle class incomes are helping drive sales and expansion in China. For instance, when Dong began managing Shanghai's first Starbucks in 2000, he made about $280 a month. Now, managers make more than four times that, he says.
The service industry in China, particularly the food and beverage business, benefited a lot from the dividends of China's economic growth. There's a lot of room for the service industry to grow in the future.
Despite rosy outlooks like this, China's overall growth continues to slow. The reason is basic math. The service sector isn't expanding fast enough to offset the slide in the old industrial economy. And that decline is also affecting other sectors, such as banking. Bryson, who's 31, quit his job as a loan officer at a government bank earlier this year. He was making two-thirds fewer loans than when he started in 2012. That's because state-owned industrial companies were doing so badly, they could no longer qualify. We spoke over dinner while he was in town to train for a new job.
The entire bank's revenue is down, and the number of non-performing loans is going up. Compared with other financial sectors, banking is no longer that attractive.
Bryson didn't want to use his full name because talking about state banks is politically sensitive. He says China is at a crossroads.
China hasn't found a new economic growth engine. If I had to use a word to describe the current state, it would be confusion. We don't know where the country is headed.
The government is banking that services and consumption will drive China's economy into the future. But as the experience with Bryson and Wang show, it's going to be a bumpy ride. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.